It's Friday, October 18, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Anti-Corruption Commission held a NACSAP steering committee meeting and officially launched its annual report for 2023-24, highlighting key initiatives and progress in the fight against corruption. The watchdog's Director General, Paulus Noah.
The strategy has got 8 pillars. Within the pillars, there are strategic objections. Under the strategic objections, there are actions that must be implemented by responsible institutions. Now, that was the report that was being given. The strategy is ending in 2025. And after next year, it means that another strategy for a period of 5 years has to be developed. Therefore, for those remaining actions that have to be implemented, the discussion was now around how to maximize and see to it that the institutions are complying with what is expected from them and implement that.
The inaugural Women in Mining Summit under the theme Empowering Through Excellence, Leading Change in Extractive and Energy Sectors recently concluded in the city. The summit aims to connect women entrepreneurs with industry leaders, investors and financiers, fostering partnerships to drive innovation and transformation in these key industries. Zenzin Avases, the organization's president.
The result is more than what I could even have imagined. But for me, the most important part is to also just bring emphasis to the women in mining. And we did that. This shows that we are back. And we are back to make an impact. So there are 4 types of women, and all of them represent Sanity. And some of the ladies here already got offers from another company in South Africa on business opportunities. So for me, this is really more than what I expected. Total more than I expected. I'm very grateful.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has reaffirmed his commitment to upholding ethical conduct in the executive following allegations about a VBS mutual bank loan involving Justice Minister Thembi Simelane, pointing out that all members are required to disclose their financial interests annually to ensure transparency and prevent conflicts of interest. Addressing oral questions in the National Assembly, Ramaphosa stated he is carefully considering the findings.
It will take giving the President the time and opportunity to consider this matter so that finality can then be reached. I need time and space to be able to do so. And I'd like to repeat that yes, this matter is under consideration.
Rwanda's Marburg virus outbreak is showing signs of improvement following the vaccination of high-risk groups, including healthcare workers, as per Reuters. However, mpox cases continue to spread to new African countries, according to Rwanda's health ministry and the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In early October, Rwanda initiated vaccinations to curb the Ebola-like Marburg virus outbreak in the country. There's growing confidence in Israel that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed in Gaza. The latest updates indicate that a test is being carried out to establish whether he was one of the several people killed in a military operation. The 62-year-old is thought to be a key figure behind the October 7th attacks on Israel last year. From Tel Aviv, here's Sarah Coates reporting.
Israeli officials have told Washington that this is a possibility. Now, what we do understand is that senior Israeli ministers have been called for an urgent security briefing. The remains of one of these people have been transferred for both fingerprint and also forensic testing here in Israel. It is important to point out that Yahya Sinwar has spent about 2 decades in Israeli jails, so they certainly have a lot of information on him.
Meanwhile, despite Israel's overnight firm reports, Al Jazeera indicates Hamas has not yet made any public statement on the matter. Stay with Future Media News for the latest updates. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.